You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
The devil has taken advantage of all that sorrow and all that rejection and all that grief. I command Satan, your power to break. I command the spirit of grief and sorrow, the spirit of grief, sorrow, and pain to begin to come off of you right now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Spirit begin to move on you right now, moving in your heart, moving in your soul right now, taking all the grief. He's taking all the grief. He's taking all the pain. Let it go with tears. Let it go. However it comes out right now, let it come out, let it come out. When I just speak right now in the name of Jesus, I speak to the demonic power that's come in the trauma, the demonic power that's come in the abuse, and I command the oppression of the devil to break over you now, and I release you. I release you into the love of God. I release you into forgiveness. I release you into the love of God. I release you into the healing of the one that took all your pain, that took all your sorrow, that took all your grief, that took all your suffering. Let it go to Jesus right now. Let it go to Jesus right now. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Let it go over to Jesus right now. Just make the choice to let it come out of your heart. And I command grief. I command grief like a spirit, grief like a demon that's got inside of your soul. I command that grief to come out now like a poison. Coming out of you now like a poison. It's coming out of you. It's poisoned your soul. It's poisoned your soul, and it's coming out of you right now. People are getting ministry at the altar. There it is. It's coming out of you in Jesus' name. It's coming out of you. All the pain, all the poison, all the venom, God, all the venom of the devil, all the venom of the serpent, all the venom of the pain, all the venom, all the venom, all the venom of the death, of the loss, of the trauma, of the abuse. I command where the spirit of death has come in car accidents. I command where the spirit of death has come. Somebody committed suicide. I command hopelessness. I command despair. And I command depression come off you now in Jesus' name. Everybody stand to their feet. Everybody stand to their feet. Stretch forth your hand to these ones. Stretch forth your hand. Put your hand on your heart. He's healing. Jesus is near. He's coming near the brokenhearted. Let the presence of God come upon every broken heart. Let the Holy Spirit begin to move in every broken heart. Let the Holy Spirit begin to move. Let all the pain, let all the loss, let all the grief, let all the wounding. Jesus is near. Jesus is near. He's reaching in. Oh, the balm of Gilead. Oh, the balm of Gilead. Oh, Lord, the balm of Gilead. The compassion of Jesus moving. Oh, the compassion of Jesus moving. The compassion of Jesus healing right now. Let him touch you in his love. Let him touch you in his mercy right now. Let him touch you. Let him touch you. Let him heal your heart. Give it to him. Let all the pain go. Let all the pain go. Let there be a washing. Let there be a cleansing. Let there be a healing. There it is. Let it go. Let it go, sweetheart. Let it all go to Jesus. Give it all to him. Give him the heavy burden. Give him the heavy burden. Give him the heavy burden. I command this demonic power to break in Jesus' name. Let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to move. Let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to move all over the altars, all over the altars. Let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to move. It's falling. There it is. It's falling. It's falling. It's falling. It's falling on people, and it's healing. It's healing. He's taking it all the grief, all the bitterness, all the anger, all the trauma in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be a healing balm of Gilead, an ointment for the wounding. All the poison, all the venom come out. All the poison and venom coming out in Jesus' name. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Washing, 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 washing. Start praying, church. Start praying all over the room, all over the room. Praying in your homes, praying in your living rooms right now. the healing balm of Gilead. Some of you are weeping in your homes. You're weeping in your living rooms. You need somebody to pray with you. Pick up the telephone. Call the number that's on the screen. Something's happening to you in your home right now. Send us a testimony. Send us an email. Tell us what's happening. Awakening at God.tv. I know God's moving right now. Moving in hearts right now. Healing. Taking all where the abuse. Listen, the heart of God for those. Can I say it? But it was like a violation, like a rape, like a sexual, and it destroyed your life. God wants to touch that wound. God wants to touch that wound. That's how deep the balm of Gilead is tonight. God wants to soothe the deepest wounded places of your trauma that goes all the way back to when you were a child and the traumatic event that happened all over the room. Put your hand on your heart because there's a healing anointing moving. There's a wine. There's an oil that's moving. It's the love and the goodness of Jesus moving. And he'll take all that shame. He'll take all that guilt. Jesus' mighty name. All the bitterness and all the venom, all the grief gone from your heart, the heavy burden left at the cross, I break it over you in Jesus' name. Satan, I break your power. I command your power to be broken. Devil, I command your power to be broken. Devil, I break your power over them in the name of Jesus. Every demonic power of torment, you tormenting spirit, I break your power over them in Jesus' name. And just pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Jesus, I give it to you. I give you all my pain. I give you all my sorrow. All my suffering. Let the balm of Gilead bring healing to my soul. Jesus, I surrender to you, the one that paid the price, that took all my infirmities, that suffered, even died, so that I could be healed and forgiven. Your shed blood redeemed me. And I don't want this burden. I don't want this pain. I don't want this grief. I don't want this anger. I give it to you now. Let the broken places of my spirit be made whole. Now that this healing is starting to happen, many of you, the physical infirmity, it was connected to the trauma and the spirit, your spirit that was broken. The reason you've been sick in your body has taken on the physical infirmity of the wound of your heart. But the Lord's releasing you right now, and you're going to find even pain, even arthritis, even chronic pain, even fibromyalgia, all kinds of conditions in your body, the pain in your body, it's going to leave right now in the name of Jesus. There's healing coming in the name of Jesus. There's healing coming in the name of Jesus. There's healing coming in the name of Jesus. Healing coming, healing, healing moving, healing oil, healing balm of Gilead, the fragrant perfume, the perfume of the balm of Gilead, the ointment being poured out upon souls, soothing, soothing, and soothing. Jesus' mighty name. Check your body. See if the pain's gone. Some of you are going to be healed. The arthritis is gone. It just left your bones. Begin to move your joints. Somebody just got healed of chronic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic pain. Something just came off of your body physically. Just start moving it. There's healing happening in the room right now. People watching me, there's healing happening right now in Jesus' name. It just broke off of your body. In fact, I'm going to pray for every person right now that has arthritis, rheumatoid crippling arthritis, joint pain, physical pain, you're on pain medication, you got chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. Is there anybody in the room? I don't want you to come forward. Just stay where you are, but put up your hand and just wave at me in the room if that's you. Look at this. In the room. You see, when we're talking about pain and suffering, The Lord loves you so much, He doesn't want you to have pain even in your body physically.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
And He wants to give back osteoporosis, degenerate bone disease healing. I see the Lord touching the bones and joints. The Lord touching the bones that are riddled with arthritis. The Lord releasing the bones and joints in the name of Jesus. And I'm just going to speak right now. Put your hand on the part of your body, on the top of your head, wherever. Right now, the power of God's going to begin to move in this auditorium all over the room. And I'm going to command in the name of Jesus every spirit of infirmity. I command every demonic spirit, demon of pain, every spirit of infirmity, arthritis, rheumatoid crippling arthritis. I command fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, every pain in your muscles and in your nerves to begin to loose your body right now. Healing in the name of Jesus. 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 Healing now. Loosing your shoulder. Loosing your hip. Loosing your spine. Loosing your knees. Loosing the bones in your ankles and your feet. Loosing the bones that were broken and fractured. God, I pray for new bone. I pray for new nerves. I pray for new muscle. I pray for muscle damage. I pray for nerve damage. I pray for arthritis in the spine. I pray for arthritis in the knees and the legs and the hips. I command the body riddled with arthritis, spirit of infirmity, come out now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, come out now in the name of Jesus. And spirit of depression, spirit of depression, spirit of death, depression, suicide, hopelessness, despair, spirit of heaviness, come up now in Jesus' name. Okay, start moving your body. Start moving your body. Do something you couldn't do. The pain's leaving right now. You had pain a minute ago. See if it's gone. See if it's gone in your side. See if it's gone in your knee. See if it's gone in your bones. There's a healing happening in the room. There's people that were in chronic pain for more than 2 years, 4 years, 6 months. I'm being healed right now. God's just touching you. Fire burning, heat, electricity is touching you in your home, touching you in your living room. Tell us what's happening. Pick up the telephone and call. Send us an email right now, awakening@god.tv. But if you're being healed or the pain just left, put up one hand and wave at me. Something just happened. I want to see. Just wave at me. The pain is gone now. Hallelujah. Anybody else in the room? Just wave at me like that. The pain's gone over here. Somebody's getting healed over here. Over here, there's healing happening. Over here, there's healing happening. Anybody? The pain is gone in the balconies. No more pain. It just left. Anybody else? Just wave at me over here. We have several over here getting healed right here in the front. Thank you, Jesus. All the way in the back, in the stairs, you're getting healed. The pain just left your body. It's heart pain, angina pain in the heart, in the chest right now. God just healed it. Pain across your stomach, your digestive system was just healed. The pain in your stomach is gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The pain on the right knee, the bottom of your right knee, just reach down. It's gone. Something happened in the tendon, the patella tendon in your right knee was overextended. It was just healed in the name of Jesus. All over the room, all over the room, all over the room. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. You can be seated. You can be seated. We are going to pray tonight just for women and children, daughters. Women and daughters, anoint them with oil. There'll be miracles and healing that happen during the anointing service. But that was powerful right there. Many of you watching, years of depression, grief, sorrow, even anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, getting released and healed. You still need somebody to pray with you. Pick up the telephone, call the number that's on the screen. Come on, we want to pray with you. If God did something just now, even deliverance in your living room, in front of the TV, in front of the computer, send us a testimony, awakening@god.tv. We're just getting started here tonight, this special Mother's Day service. Put your hand on your heart and say, Jesus, give me the oil of compassion. Give me the gift of mercy, so that I can love like you love. Let there be poured out a love anointing. Just let Jesus begin to move in hearts with compassion. You'll see more miracles and healing in your ministry. Sometimes we can't get people healed that we want to get healed because we don't have enough connection. We don't have enough weeping. We don't have enough compassion. They're just another number in the line of thousands. But to the person that's suffering or the one that's close to you in your family, you'll pray for them when they have cancer. I get the letters. I get the prayer requests. I have over 60,000 on the altar right now. Every prayer request that comes into our ministry, every prayer request that comes into Healing Awakening, to this revival, comes in through the God channel, through the God.tv website. You could send a prayer request right now, prayer@God.tv. We will print off every prayer request. I can't go over every one. Listen, tens of thousands. And you read some of these prayer requests and you just start weeping. People get so desperate, they go to their computer and they write out. I think sometimes I get letters. People give me letters. They give them to my wife or my staff, and I get those letters. And I promise you this, I pray over every one of those letters. When I'm given a letter, I pray over them. And sometimes you think people must have taken a whole hour, maybe longer, to sit down and write it out, to type it out. That's holy to God. You got to weep over those things. You got to weep over those things. In fact, I just felt the Spirit of God move on me. If you have a pen and a paper, an envelope, anything that you can write on right now, whatever the most desperate situation is in your life, write it down. I'm going to ask you all over the room. I know many of you didn't come ready. I didn't know I was going to do it, but the Holy Ghost just moved on me to have people activate their faith and reach out right now. Get a pen and paper, borrow it from your neighbor. And write down on anything the most desperate situation you have. And you're watching me right now, get in front of the computer. If you're watching on the God TV app on your iPhone or iPad, there is a God TV app. Go ahead and send me an email from your phone or your iPad. Get on your computer, send an email, prayer@God.tv. Send your prayer request right now. I just feel a glory moving. The heart of God, compassion, Jesus is weeping over every request right now. I'm going to open this meeting and I'm going to ask everybody to reach out and just write down on a piece of paper, because I'm going to have them, when the offering is taken later this evening, when the offering comes, you're going to put with your offering into the basket this, even if you don't give a seed, even if you're not giving an offering, you're going to stick it in the basket. And I want to have you, Pastor, take them all out so I can put them on the altar and pray over them. And even take them with me to Joburg and Pretoria and keep them under the anointing. Everybody in this room, anybody that sends a prayer@God.tv prayer request right now, if you send it to our ministry, to our website, you send it to our ministry information, you're one of our Fresh Fire friends, if you send it in, we're going to email all of those to God Television. We're going to print them out and put them on the altar. All over the world, people are responding right now. Quickly, we need to do this. I feel the compassion of Jesus, and miracles are going to happen out of this moment. I'm telling you right now, your most desperate situation where you're weeping, you're inside crying out for your mother, your brother, your son, your daughter, somebody in the hospital, financial breakthrough, you're on the verge of bankruptcy, divorce, whatever it is, whatever touches your heart the most, your most desperate need is where the compassion of Jesus is coming right now. Just one more moment, all over the room, one more moment, write it down. Keep sending it in. Prayer@God.tv. The information is on the television screen. You can send it from your phone, your iPad, your computer. Get on the computer. Type it out. Send it in. We're going to print it off. Pray for it on the altar. Keep it under the glory cloud that's here in South Africa. If you didn't get a pen and paper, borrow your neighbor's. Get in faith. Write it down, because I'm going to pray over every single request. I haven't done this any night in the revival, not one time. This is the first time. I only do this when the Spirit of God moves on me. And I always hear the most amazing testimonies after. of people that from the moment they write it down and we pray, the moment they get a job or a financial miracle or their marriage gets healed or the healing comes or the salvation comes. And it's coming because...
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
The Father is speaking the word and the angels are being released to do His word right now. Wherever there's compassion, you have that compassion. You are connected to that loved one. You are connected to the situation. You're the one living through the suffering. Somebody can't even begin to understand what your emotional trauma and abuse is, but God can. God can. That's why I want you to write it down. I want you to write it down. Send it in. Pick up the telephone, make a phone call. Call it in. And when I receive the offering in a few moments tonight, when we receive the offering, you throw in that piece of paper or envelope into the offering basket. You don't have to give any money. The gospel is free. But we're going to ask you tonight to pray and ask the Lord about sowing a seed into revival. This is good ground. How many of you believe people getting saved by the thousands, people getting healed of cancer, lupus, stroke, blind, and death is good ground? Sowing into the glory is good ground. It's not just the seed that you sow. I said this almost every night in the revival. I'm telling our viewers at home, it's not just how much we give. It's not just the seed we sow. It's sowing it into the right ground. The ground that's producing fruit and the glory and miracle signs, and what, that's the ground, that's the anointing you want to sow into. And what I'm going to say is this, there's a lot of great ministries, there's a lot of good ground, there's a lot of great television ministries. I could think of 100 people I'd want to give money to. And my wife and I do give money to many of those anointings. We love to sow. My wife and I love to give. But I'm going to ask you tonight, because we need to receive our love offering, 100% of everything that you want to give tonight, your best gift, your best offering, 100% will go right back into Healing Awakening South Africa, and we're going to use it on the ground. We have incredible financial needs. And I know God TV, even in a greater way, is committed financially to bringing this revival live into your home, 214 nations, 240 million homes, every night, and you're being blessed by the revival. If you haven't given yet, sow a seed today. Pick up the telephone, call the number that's on the screen, go to the website, and just sow into revival. I'm asking our friends and partners, I'm asking you to sow a seed. We need people standing with us around the world to stand and sow into revival in Africa. And on the ground, every night we receive an offering in the house, and 100% of everything that's been received in these offerings is going right back into revival on the ground in South Africa. Truth be told, even with all these thousands coming, we still haven't reached more than 40% of our budget. But we're trusting God. Amen? I want you to be a part tonight. How many of you are here tonight for the first time? You've never been in a service. Can you stand up and wave at me? First time, I want to welcome you tonight for the first time. Stand up and wave at me. If you're first time here tonight in the revival, thank you for coming. God bless you. Wow. God bless you. All over the room, in the balconies. Wow. God bless you. Hallelujah. First time you're watching. First time. That's right. I can see you in your living room. I see you. There you are. Yep. Hallelujah. But let's pray. Take your offering tonight. If you want to write a check, you can write your check to Healing Awakening. If you have a checkbook and you're an international, we got people here from Argentina right now. We got people here from Australia right now. We got people here from America right now. People are coming internationally, other countries in Africa. If you want to write a check, write your check to Healing Awakening. If you want to give a cash gift tonight, get ready. I'm going to ask you to take it, put it in your hand. Ushers, come forward. We're going to pray. Some of you are giving already, God.tv. You're going to our website. You're sowing. Some of you are picking up the telephone and you're going to call in your gift. You're a businessman or a businesswoman and you're saying, what would it cost to underwrite a week of revival? We're asking for businessmen, women, churches, ministries, churches to take offerings, ministries to take offerings, special offering for revival in Africa. God will bless your church and ministry when you sow into revival. Amen. God will bless your business when you sow into revival. And we're asking for men and women, businessmen and women. We're going to meet with many in Pretoria and Joburg. We're calling businessmen and businesswomen. We want to see God bless your businesses. And here's a way to get blessed, giving. Many of you watching, you know how this works. Maybe you can give $25,000 or even $50,000. You can pledge today, you know, 100,000 rand. There's people that can do that. There's money in this nation. But Lord, we thank you for this offering we're about to receive. Every person in this room, pray over your seed. We're going to worship the Lord with our giving. Father, I pray that you multiply every seed we're about to give. Thank you for those sowing into revival, sowing into 9,053 salvations in 39 nights, sowing into the miracles and sowing into the glory. There's no greater ground than revival. Lord, this seed in our hand, multiply it. For those that are praying for financial miracles, agree with me. If you need a financial breakthrough, you need a new job, you need favor in your job, you're believing for a business deal to go through, I want to pray right now. Father, let there be an anointing that would come of divine favor even on all of our financial dealings as we're sowing into what you're doing. I need a financial healing, God. I need a financial miracle. Father, I pray that you would break out even in the offering, that there be revival even in our giving, revival in our offering that we're about to receive in the mighty name of Jesus all over this room. God bless you as you give. When they come with the baskets with your offering, put in that piece of paper. God bless you as you pick up the phone and call and sow your best gift today into revival in Jesus' name. Let's worship the Lord with our giving.
Wow, I just want to wish all the women watching from around the world a very special happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I know that Todd really had a strong emphasis on women and mothers tonight. And I know God has probably touched some of you watching. I personally was believing God for that Deborah anointing that he called upon us women. And I want to encourage you, wherever you are, rise up in faith and receive all that God has for you today. Tonight is the last day here in Tonga, Jonathan. And we're just feeling such a tangible presence of God. And we've been receiving tons and tons of prayer requests and testimonies. And Jonathan has got some to share with us.
Amen. We're just getting so many at the moment. On my iPad in front of me here, I can just see these blue dots which indicate new emails coming in one by one by one by one. I've got requests here from Bangalore. We've got requests here from children. We've got requests here from adults, from men and from women. Listen, we just consider these so precious. Please keep them coming in. As Todd said, why don't you write down your greatest need? Why don't you write that down right now and just submit it at the foot of Jesus, the feet of Jesus at the foot of the cross, and just say, Lord, I'm submitting this need to you. Why don't you email that into us and we can take that with us to Pretoria and wherever else this goes as well. I'd really encourage them to do that,
absolutely.
Grace.
And I want to tell you that our call center in Cape Town office here in Africa is on standby to take your calls. We're desperate to stand in a gap with you, so call the number on the screen, send us the email, and it just comes through wherever the team goes. The prayer requests come along. We are praying for you. We're standing right here on the altar, trusting God for breakthrough and His hand to just touch you wherever you are. So do not hesitate. Do something. And right now we're collecting offerings.
Amen.
Do you want to encourage our viewers to also give in response?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're moving into the next level now here in South Africa. This is a revival for the nation, but also for the nations. And we're looking to you, our precious friends and partners. Please prayerfully consider what you could donate to this move of God so that we can take this further and go further and further and reach more people with the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. Please pray about it. Consider your offering. And right now, if you feel moved, why don't you go pick up your phone and dial in the number that's on your screen, or you can make a donation online as well via our website, God.tv.
Yes, and I want to encourage you as you respond to God, raise your hands wherever you are, and let's give God a great worship that He deserves in Jesus' name.
Amen. So we're going to go back to the worship now, and we shall see you later on this evening. God bless you.
We speak to strongholds. be broken. Powers of darkness, you have to flee. We speak to nations, the kingdom is coming near to you. We speak to nations, come on, everybody sing. We speak to nations, be open, be open. Speak to nations, fall on your knees.
Come on.
We speak to nations, the kingdom is coming.
Come on, speak.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Speak to the nations.
We speak to strongholds. We speak to strongholds. Be broken.
Strongholds,
hours of darkness,
breaking over cities, nations coming into revival.
The kingdom is coming near to you. We speak to you, be free.
Be free.
Be free.
Be free. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. You can be seated for a moment. In a few moments, the prayer and anointing service is going to begin, and I'm going to pray for all the women and daughters, and I will pray for all the wheelchairs and all the sick and dying. The worst cases that are here tonight, cancers and people crippled, wheelchairs. We're going to pray for all the women and daughters. We'll see what else the Holy Ghost pours out. Amen? We're going to do something tonight. How many of you have your telephone? Anybody have their telephone tonight? You got a cell phone? In your living room, you have a telephone? Grab your iPhone. Grab your Android. Whatever you have, you can do it on your computer, but we're going to do something right now in the room, and we're going to do something all over the world. And the last time we did this in South Africa, we were trending on Twitter. Okay, how many people use Twitter in the room? Somebody shout, wow! We did this with people watching around the world. If we can do it at the same time, in the next minute, with viewers all over the world in 214 nations, 240 million homes with God TV, people are watching on the website all over the world. If we can at the same time, in a 5-minute period, start tweeting and retweeting with the same hashtag, we can literally not only be trending in South Africa, but around the world. But I want to crash Twitter. I want to shut down the server because so many people tweet in the next 5 minutes the same message. So here's what we're going to do. If you can access your app on your phone, if you're especially 35 and under, I'm probably speaking to you right now, 35 and under. If you can access on your phone, on your device, your Twitter application, hallelujah, or you can go to your Twitter page on your computer watching, we're going to do this together at the same time. I'm going to put out a Twitter and God TV at the same time. I'm going to tag God TV, at God TV, and I'm going to put this out on my Twitter. I am Todd Bentley. This message is going to go out. If you retweet this message and keep retweeting it, everybody at the same time all over the world, when the message comes out, you're going to see it at God TV. You're going to see it, I am Todd Bentley. You're going to see the tweet. If you can retweet at the same time in the next 5 minutes, we can do this. I'm speaking to the audience around the world. In the room, you need to put a hashtag in whatever you tweet that says hashtag healing revival. Put that in there. Hashtag healing revival. I'll put it out as a tweet and you can retweet it. I'm going to do it right now from the platform. And what I want to tweet, this is a social media revival. What I want to tweet right now is healing revival, healing awakening, is coming to the Pretoria Showgrounds, Building L. We're going to tweet where the revival is going on Wednesday, May the 15th, so the whole world knows we're going to be live on God TV this Wednesday out of Pretoria, and you can come and get under the cloud with us at the Pretoria Showgrounds. We're going to tweet the location of the next revival venue. So let me just pull that up. Here we go. Get ready in your living rooms. When the tweet comes, you're going to retweet it, or you can do your own tweet. Just say, Jesus! Hashtag healing revival. Everybody put hashtag healing revival. Let's do this right now. We're going to start tweeting. Here we go. Who's got their phone? Come on, here we go. Bam, there it is. Oh, Jesus. That's the wrong tweet, Lord. Don't worry. I got it right here. The healing revival continues at the Pretoria Showgrounds, Building L, at 7 p.m. Wednesday. Come and get under the cloud at God TV at I Am Todd Bentley. We're going to tweet this right now. Anybody on their phone with me? Somebody shout out the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to get a Twitter so you can follow revival news in South Africa. Amen. All over the world. You need to get one. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. I wouldn't know how to do this if it wasn't for my wife. And I'm taking an extra 5 minutes here that I don't want to take because mine isn't working the way that I want it to. Hallelujah. You guys are tweeting faster than me, especially the teenagers. You should see my kids on this thing. Here it goes. Here it goes to the world. Start tweeting and retweeting. Bam! Every tweet tonight, hashtag healing revival. Anything you write about what's happening, put hashtag healing revival all over the world in the next 5 minutes. Start opening up your Twitter, tweet, retweet, retweet, and send it out in the name of Jesus. There it is. It's out for the world to see. God bless you. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a mighty shout. I'm going to have you open your Bible for a moment. If you have it, I'm not going to preach long. Turn in your Bible to Isaiah 53. I'm going to read two scriptures. Isaiah 53. Reading in verse 4. This is what happened tonight. This is what happened in the meeting. Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the word chastisement means the suffering, for our peace, which means shalom, prosperity, wholeness. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. I want you to understand that sickness is not the will of God. Jesus, in the same way that he paid the price for our sin, was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, shed his blood for the remission of our sin. How many of you believe that God forgives all sin? I mean, there's not a sin. If you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Why do we believe that? Because of the cross. But why is it that we don't believe the same message? By his stripes we are healed. In the moment that Jesus suffered and died on the cross, the chastisement, the suffering, the price for us to have peace, prosperity, and wholeness was also paid. And when he took the 39 lashes, when Jesus was struck 39 times, that was the price for you to receive your healing. There is healing in the redemption, not just salvation and forgiveness. God has put healing of sickness, the carrying of your sorrow and pain, on the same level as forgiving your sin. In the same way you can be forgiven of your sin, you can be healed of your sickness and your pain. Jesus suffered and paid the price just as much for your healing and miracle as he did your forgiveness. Now, the greatest miracle is salvation, and we bless the Lord who forgives all my sins, but we bless the Lord who heals all my diseases. Forgiveness and healing were always one and the same in the Bible. When Jesus suffered for our sin, he suffered for our sickness. It is not the will of God for you to be in sin or for sin to have you in bondage. It is not the will of God. You can confess your sin.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you. God wants to forgive you and release you from the bondage and power of sin, sin and death. And at the same time, he wants you to be free of sickness. It is the will of God for you to be healed in your body. It's in the cross. It's in the message of the cross. I'm going to read it in one more scripture in 1 Peter. I'm reading in 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 24, Peter said the same thing that Isaiah said. He said concerning Jesus, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That was the cross. Jesus suffered for our sins in his body when he hung on the cross. In the same way that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by his stripes you were healed. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we were healed 2,000 years ago by the price that Jesus paid on the cross. In the same way that he bore in his body our sin, he also bore or suffered for our sickness at the same moment that he paid the price for your salvation. That's why we bless the Lord, oh my soul, who forgives me of all my sin and heals me of all my diseases. And why do I say that? Because there are people that are coming to these meetings, Healing Awakening. And the reason they're coming, and I thank God they're coming to get touched, blessed, and healed. People come for miracles. When people are getting healed, the sick and desperate show up to get healing prayer. But I need to tell you the truth. And the truth is that the miracle that you're looking for is in Jesus. That Todd Bentley, this man on the platform, can do nothing to help you unless you have faith in him. Because Jesus is the one that paid the price, and he paid the price so that not only could you be healed in your body, but the greater miracle is it's appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. Every one of us in this room, if not 6 months, 5 years, 10 years, some sooner than others, will stand before God, appointed unto man once to die, and then we will stand before God, and he will ask us one question. Why should I let you into heaven? We need a Savior. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. We all need a Savior. And Jesus was the Savior that suffered for us on the cross and bore in his body our sin. And at the same time, he bore in his body, he suffered in his body 39. He was scourged 39 times so that we could receive our healing. He wants you to receive healing. He wants to heal your body, but he wants to forgive your sin first. And I got to tell you the truth tonight. And the truth is, if you're looking for a healing, blessing, or a miracle, and you're trying to get it without Jesus, I can't guarantee that it's going to happen. But if you know Jesus as your Savior, you'll know Jesus as your healer. If you know Jesus as your healer, you'll know Jesus as your deliverer. I want you to have faith in a man that loves, a faith in a man that saves, a faith in a man that delivers, faith in a man that heals, faith in Jesus. Believe that he died and rose again, and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you can be saved tonight. Every mother and daughter, every father and son, if you're in the meeting tonight, regardless of your background, color, or religion, You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You must be born of the Spirit. And I'm telling you tonight, if you will make a decision, and I can pray with you tonight, we can help you tonight receive the free gift of eternal life, which is the greater miracle, hallelujah, when you know you have peace with God and you're right with God and your name is in the book of life, and one day I'm going to be in heaven, hallelujah. No sorrow, no sickness, no pain, no disease, no poverty, no devil. I'm going to be in heaven, but we all need a Savior. And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father, but he comes through Jesus Christ. And if you're here tonight and you need healing, you need salvation. I want every head bowed tonight. That's the gospel. Every head bowed tonight, every eye closed for 1 minute in this auditorium. And I want you to hear the voice of God, because I need to pray with many of you this last night, tonight in Tonga. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to be born again. You must be born again. And you're going to get right with God tonight. Some of you, for the first time, you've never been in a service like this. Maybe you're here tonight and you don't even know why you're here. You just need a miracle, or you came to see what's happening in the building. But God is knocking at the door of your heart right now. The Spirit of God is speaking. And if you open up your heart, He will come in and dine with you, and you can dine with Him. You can know the love and the presence and the forgiveness of Jesus. You can know His saving, healing, delivering power. I'll pray with you in your homes. I'll pray with you in your living rooms. But all over the auditorium right now, as every head is bowed and as every eye is closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ right now, tonight, for the first time, I want you right now, quickly, just to put up one hand. Just put it up. Put it up. Put it up. And just wave at me if that's you. You want to give your life to Jesus. Put up one hand right now. Just wave at me. There it is. There it is. Put your hand up. Keep it up. Wave at me. All over the room, in the balconies, if you want to give your life to Jesus tonight, be born again, put up one hand and just wave at me. Wave at me. Under the balconies, there you go. I see all those hands. Anybody else? All over the auditorium, I'm looking for you. Just wave at me one hand. You want to give your life to Jesus. God bless you. You want to give your life to Jesus. Just wave at me. Wave it all the way to the back. God bless you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with people in the balconies. I see your hand. I want to pray with you tonight to give your life to Jesus Christ. You can know healing and redemption. You can know forgiveness and redemption. It's in Christ. In the balconies tonight, all over the auditorium, right now, as every head is bowed, every eye is closed, if you want to be born again, if you want to give your life to Jesus right now, I want to pray with you right now. I want you to stand up to your feet quickly. Just stand up, and I want you to come forward right now. Just come right now from the stairs, from the balconies. Just come down. Get up out of your seat right now and just come down. Take a moment and get up out of your seat right now and come down the stairs. All over this room, just get up, stand up, and just come and give your life to Jesus right now. Just come and give your life to Jesus. Come quickly. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. All over this room, just stand up right now. This is your moment. This is the day of salvation. Don't hesitate. This is the day of salvation. Come forward tonight. Every Buddhist, every atheist, every Hindu, every Muslim, every Christian, you need to get right with God. Backslidden, come forward now. Quickly, quickly, just stand up to your feet. Come down from the balconies. God bless you as you come down the aisles. Quickly, 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 come and give your life to Jesus tonight. Come and give your life to Jesus tonight. We're waiting for you. In the balconies, this is the greatest moment in this meeting tonight. I know it's a special Mother's Day outpouring service. We got to give an altar call. Hallelujah. We got to give an altar call on Mother's Day. We got to give people an opportunity that are seeing the power of God to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. He's speaking to you right now. Turn to your neighbor on your right and left. Turn to your neighbor behind you. Turn to somebody beside you and say, do you know Jesus? If that family member, if that friend is not born again, they don't know Jesus, bring them to the altar right now. Just stand up with them and bring them to the altar right now to give their life to Jesus. We're waiting just a few more moments. God bless you. People are coming down the stairs now. People are coming down the stairs. Coming down the stairs. Just make room. Make room in the hallways tonight for people to come forward. Just come in quickly. God bless you as you come, sweetheart. God bless you as you come. I'm going to pray with you in your hotel room. I'm going to pray with you in your living room. I'm going to pray with you at the church altar in Dudley, England. I'm going to pray with you wherever you're watching me in Germany, Australia, wherever you're watching, in a hotel, in a prison, in a hospital. We're going to pray together in just a moment. I want you to pray with me in your home today, in front of the television today, and give your life to Jesus today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Some of you are thinking about that commitment. Some of you are thinking about that decision. It's a struggle. The devil wants to keep you bound. Come and be free. Come and know Jesus. Come and know Jesus. Still many more coming down the aisles. There's an anointing for salvation on this part of the room. They're still coming. Many more coming down the aisles. We need to wait. Come on. Let's just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. People are coming to Christ. God bless you as you come. Just come and stand at the altar. Come and stand at the altar. Just lift your hands up. Just begin to worship. Say, Lord, thank you.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
For this harvest of souls that's coming, night after night. Just come and stand at the altars. We're going to pray together in just a moment. And I'm going to have you pray this prayer with me out loud. Everybody in the building, we're going to pray together. In your living rooms, you're going to pray. We're going to pray together. Here's what I want you to pray. To say, Jesus, Jesus, I want to know you now. I want to be born again. Come into my heart, Jesus. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. I need to be born again. I want to be born again. Make me a new creation. I want to follow you all the days of my life. So right now, Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Write my name in the book of life. I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, come as a guarantee. Holy Spirit, come. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your presence. I surrender to Jesus, my Lord and Savior. From this moment forward, I want to know Jesus. I will follow Jesus. Wash me in your blood now. Cleanse me from my sin. Save me. Heal me. Deliver me. And fill me with your presence. I receive you now, Jesus. I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I bless them at the altar tonight. I bless them with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. That the seal of Holy Ghost redemption come upon each of them now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You prayed that prayer in your home. Pick up the telephone. The number's on the screen. Call us right now and say, I just prayed that prayer of salvation. Send us an email, awakening@god.tv. Said, I just prayed that prayer of salvation. We want to hear from you in your home. If you just gave your life to Jesus, if you just rededicated your life, pick up the telephone and call. Send us an email right now. Tell us what's happening in your living room. I'm going to ask each of you right now. I want to write down some information. We want to pray with you. I want you to come with me for just 5 minutes. Just come this way. Everybody here, just come this way. Follow the ushers. We have a room over here. Just come on this way. God bless. Come on, let's thank the Lord for the harvest tonight. Come on, hallelujah. Pray for these new souls. Pray for these new souls. Just worship the Lord tonight. Just worship, worship with us, worship with us. I got grace.
forever His kingdom reigns.
Oh, tell him our God reigns.
Your glory is all we want. Carriers of your glory. Carriers of your anointing tonight. I have a friend, a pastor, here tonight. It's going to be a holy moment. Pastor, you're a apostolic prophetic revival ministry, Eric Moen, all the way from Reno, Nevada. It's a special place to me, Reno, Nevada. And the reason I love what God is doing in your ministry is because you've been having outpouring meetings, because you want an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Reno outpouring. People watching us in Reno, Nevada right now, get ready for the glory. Get ready for the anointing. The first place that I preached after 2.5 years after the revival in Lakeland, Florida, the first place that I went when God sent me back into this ministry 2.5 years ago, I came to Reno, Nevada for my first meeting in a 4,000-seat venue in a casino to preach the gospel where the glory of God could shine, where deep darkness covers the earth. And it was an outpouring of the Holy Ghost because the power of God came. In that meeting, I got struck by lightning. The lightnings of God, we caught a camera, a picture, when I got struck by lightning. The lightnings of God showed up in Reno, Nevada, and it reactivated me into the gift of healing, faith, and miracles that I have today. It was in this man's ministry, after I was in a season of healing and restoration, you were running with the fires of revival in Lakeland, Florida, and just haven't stopped prophesying, striking the ground. And I want to bless today this ministry as he's going back to carry the glory and the fire out of what's happening here in South Africa. They're now bringing it back to Nevada, and they're going to be imparting this anointing that's been here in Tonga. You're taking it back. You're taking the fire back. And I want to bless you today. I want everybody to stretch forth their hands to Eric Moen. And let's pray for revival in Nevada, Las Vegas, Reno, all over Carson City. Let Nevada, let it go all the way into Northern California. But there's a fire burning. And we bless him today. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout for the fires coming to Reno. Whoo, glory, glory. We're going to pray for some people tonight. We're going to pray for all the women and all the daughters tonight. We're going to have an anointing service. What we're going to do is I'm going to have some lines in the front where I'm going to invite women and just the women and daughters to come forward, and we're going to have prayer lines. And as we're getting these lines, people are coming forward to get in the prayer lines. I'm going to step over to the altars and pray with you in your home, in your living room. We need to take a moment to set up the prayer lines. The ushers are going to come help. And I'm going to come over to the altar right now and pray for you. Many of you have sent in your prayer request. You could send in your prayer request right now, but I'm going to step over and I'm going to come into your living room, into your church, and I'm going to pray with you. I just want to have women and daughters coming tonight. So ushers, you'll know if they don't look like a woman. Okay? And we're going to have pushback if we could take out the first 4 or 5 rows of chairs. If I could have some help, grab your purses and jackets. Let's take out the first 4 or 5 rows of chairs. We're going to get the holy oil, but I'm going to step over to the altar here. God TV, we have a prayer altar, tens of thousands of prayer requests, but I want to come over and have an intimate moment with you in your home and in your living room and release a special Mother's Day blessing and anointing on many of the mothers and daughters watching right now. Get ready.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.